It's Terry for breakfast, Albany 783, Triple M, as the recovery continues after devastation last week. In excess of 50 fires burning across the region at the height of the emergency. This is something that's unprecedented, especially at the end of May, given that we're only a handful of days off winter. And on the line now is the member for Owen Blackwood, Terry Redmond. Good morning.
It's good to be with you again, Terry.
Terry, have you been out to any of the areas affected in your electorate?
No, I haven't yet. I've spoken to a few people. I'll be heading out, heading through the Peaceful Bay area. That was the one fire in my electorate that did get away. I'm hoping to catch up with the people that have been impacted by that. But just can I say right from the outset, isn't it fantastic that all the volunteers that mobilise themselves in these very, very difficult situations, and they do an absolutely outstanding job in trying to protect us from these sorts of challenges.
After the emergency last week, the recovery continues and the investigation, you'd imagine, would get underway into how this happened, because we've never seen anything like it.
Yes, there's always a review following these fires. These are very, very unique conditions, particularly the winds that occurred. And of course, that fanned a lot of private fires that were running, people that were trying to tidy up, as they should be doing before we get into the winter time. It's the autumn. It's when people want to burn. They can get fires going to reduce fuel loads and help reduce the risk to their property. So they were doing all the right things. I guess the question will be, you know, whether there should have been any broader warnings in and around the winds that were predicted and the winds that actually eventuated and, of course, fanned those fires and caused, you know, the very, very difficult circumstances we were faced with.
Widespread devastation across the region from Peaceful Bay right up to Napier. While it was happening, the resources were stretched to the absolute limit, weren't they?
Yeah, that's the case. When you've got so many fires running, such a big front, I was keeping very close eye on it and listening to the reports, particularly from the incident controllers as to what they were faced with. Hugely challenging. And of course, you know, when you have to mobilise so many people across so many fire fronts, you do have the risk of running resources short. And of course, it doesn't, you know, it just doesn't stop. It just is relentless and sort of went through one night and looked like going heavily into the next night. And I think from what I understand, you know, weather changed, it cooled in the evening and we got a little bit of rain, which sorted some of it out.
And financially, a lot of people are going to be hurting from this for a long time to come.
Yes, there will be. I'm assuming there's insurance that people can deploy, but of course you've got exposed lands and so on that I guess it's not too bad in the sense that you're heading into winter. If it's pasture land or agricultural related land, then that's got a chance of coming back. But certainly, you know, people have got infrastructure that's been lost. They're going to have to respond to that. It takes a long, long time to get back on track. You know, we do hope and we do wish them well in that, and certainly hope all the insurance policies come to the party.
Member for Owen Blackwood, Terry Redmond, thank you so much for having a chat with us after a pretty tough couple of days across the region.
Always good to be with you, Terry, and particularly, I guess, under these difficult circumstances. And we wish all the people that played a role in keeping people safe all the very best.